Jeff, John Deere Agri Services is on display here at the 2007 Info Ag Conference taking place in Springfield. Tell me, first of all, just in case some people aren't aware, what is John Deere Agri Services?
John Deere Agri Services is a relatively new division of John Deere focused on providing information for customers to use for in-season changes in management or adjustments, as well as to use information for long-term evaluation and deciding what's the best management practices for their crop.
So exactly how do you interact with the farmer out in the field then?
Well, one of the products or services that we have available for farmers this season is called OptiGrow. And OptiGrow is an in-season imagery service that allows you to order an image when you want it and take a look at just what are the differences in the crop, not just from ground level, but what can you see from a bird's eye view? And really, what can you see beyond just the visual impact? What can you see that might help you make a management decision change this season?
So when they get that kind of snapshot or imagery, it allows them, I think you used the word before we started, to make a prescription for what they need to do in that field?
Absolutely. They can take and use the information as a method for deciding, do I need to apply a product yet this season and apply it in different areas of the field or not in the field altogether? And an image is really an easy way to get an idea of how much of the field is affected by a particular problem. And the fact that OptiGrow can be ordered when you want it means that you can find when the condition is most acutely apparent in that field as well.
So when you look at getting that data or that information or creating the snapshot, farmers can use a lot of different types of equipment to get information. But that type of information, you can help them manage regardless of where it comes from?
You bet. You know, because on the market today, there are lots of new and very utilitarian sort of devices that either control rates or might collect more information about what that machine is doing. And we try and provide an export of our information to be used in just about any system that farmers might have available to them. You know, John Deere also makes some great software, some great control systems, as do others in the marketplace today. And our data is and the delivery system is meant to be used with all of the complement of available controllers on the market.
Is there any area that the services you offer are not available, or is this pretty much, you know, are we talking coast to coast, border to border?
Well, there's just an awful lot of the Midwest and Mid-South territory that we cover. Some areas that give us some challenges because we are an aerial image service, and so we try and fly at about 8,000 feet above ground level. And so some mountainous areas, especially some areas like you might find in Idaho where you've got significant slopes, some of those areas give us real challenges. And so we've not released our services commercially in those high altitude or high slope areas.
So when a farmer wants to use John Deere Agri Services, where do they turn to? Where are they going to find you?
Well, John Deere Agri Services sells OptiGrow as well as other products through value-added resellers that are like most often your local fertilizer or seed dealer. And so we encourage you to go to johndeereagriservices.com, find out who your local value-added reseller is. It may be the same guy that you're buying seed and fertilizer from already.
Well, looking at this conference that's taking place here, it looks like they've got pretty good attendance from what I can see. I know this only happens every other year now. What do you see as the opportunities for Agri Services here at this conference?
Well, one of the things that this conference has been over the focal point of you know, the series of conferences, I think over the last 10 to 12 years they've been having InfoAg, and it's always been a way for folks that are pushing the envelope of what can I do as to change my management strategy, what can I do and incorporate new technologies. And Agri Services, because we offer both a data source as well as technology that helps to collect data consistently from year after year or just from month to month, you know, we find a lot of folks asking us questions about how they can use it on their local farm or in their local business. And it's just been a great opportunity to hear people ask questions about, you know, I know that I've been doing this over history or over the past several seasons, but I want to do something different this year based upon unique conditions that you know, are prevalent this season. And OptiGrow is an opportunity to do that.
Well, I know every season is different, but this one this year so far has certainly been sporadic in the weather patterns and all kinds of different things. How does this season look, and how is it affecting your customers and the kind of business that you're doing with them?
Well, because we're also active in crops like cotton down south, and there are several folks that are here from southern territories, cotton has been, of course, under a great deal of stress just from lack of moisture and heat, and people are using imagery as a way to gauge about, you know, what can I do to make sure that my claims with either crop insurance or maybe that my products didn't perform as they should have in the field, or even because this will set up probably a drastically different defoliation time frame, they're going to look more towards imagery to help build them a labor and cost-saving strategy for defoliation. In the Midwest, it just goes over the gambit of too much rainfall early, not enough rainfall later on, where's my nitrogen relative to the availability of the crop, and imagery offers a way to not only check and see what decisions have been made earlier are still appropriate, but also to change that strategy mid-season.
So when you get a picture of a field, and you mentioned especially nitrogen, I know that's come up, we've heard that a lot lately. What is it that they're going to look for? What are you looking for, and what can the imagery show you that you can then use to fix a problem that you've got out in your field?
Well, one of the things that our approach with nitrogen does is allow you to look at the opportunities in this season's crop and decide whether or not that crop can still respond to nitrogen. We urge and or encourage folks to wait until about V12, when that corn's just before tassel. That's also the time frame in which that corn's going to take up just the majority of its nitrogen. And so if you can make a remedial application of nitrogen, put it through an irrigation system, put it down with coulters and inject it into the soil so that it's available to the crop, you may have a chance to put on a very modest amount of nitrogen, but still have a big bang from that crop response to that by the time season ends comes around.
Have you seen a lot of problems in this area? You mentioned, you know, obviously the rainfall differences that we've had, and it certainly seems like it's all over the place. Is this any different than any other year overall, do you think, or is it a special year?
Well, you know, every season I think is unique, and in that uniqueness are opportunities to manage your crop more efficiently, to save money on the amount of inputs, to have a lighter impact on the environment for the posterity of future generations. And I think that this year is average in the fact that it is just like any other. It's got variability, different parts of the season. We've seen in some areas where we had a lot of rainfall early and cool temperatures, you know, crop really under stress early, and people had a tendency to want to go out there and put nitrogen on before the crop could really even respond to that condition. If they waited a little bit longer and saw how the crop could respond to that, they may find that their hybrid is a little more adaptable than they're giving it credit for. By the same token, I've seen the exact opposite situation where we had, you know, drought stress early, the crop all of a sudden got a shot of some moisture and it found the nitrogen that was added. And so an image helped them to confirm that we don't need to put on any more nitrogen.
There's a lot of talk about how we're having increased corn acreage with the need to convert to fuel a lot of the corn. And as you look forward, this is going to mean some changes in how farmers plan and plant. And with that growth in need, we need more corn that's either more acres or becoming more efficient. I guess Precision Ag and John Deere Agri-Services is really going to be able to play a key role in helping farmers cope with this change and this demand.
You know, I guess, Chuck, I'm getting to the point where I have a little perspective over the years. And one of the things that I saw back when I was young was a lot of corn after corn because, you know, they were trying to feed, you know, you could get put it through livestock and make a good return. We went through a period of time where we saw that rotational crops gave us a yield advantage, although overall it changed the availability of the commodity mix in the marketplace. Now we're coming and changing that marketplace again where there's more of a demand, not only just as a food source, but also as a fuel source. And I see, you know, any time that you interject change into a marketplace, the more information you can gather about the decisions that you make, the opportunities that are there, people can use that information to their own benefit and to the benefit of you know, a longer-lasting farming operation that doesn't impact the environment negatively over time.
Anything else you'd like farmers to know about the work John Deere AgriServices is doing right now that we didn't touch on?
Well, one of the things that many people have gotten to the point now where their corn crop is developed to the point where it's what many people feel are past managing this year. One of the things that, because we encourage people to use yield monitors in the fall, but one of the things that we also realize is not every combine is set up for yield monitors. And so images during this late season time frame before the crop starts to senesce can be very indicative of the opportunities and the differences in the crop that season. So I think there's a lot of time yet to use OptiGrow in this season and to help plan for successive seasons.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Jeff Kaiser with John Deere AgriServices, one of the sponsors here at the InfoAg Conference going on in Springfield, Illinois, and an exhibitor. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.